Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, controlling yourself. And what I mean by that is I mean controlling yourself as a trader. There are so many different things going on, as you know, every day in terms of trading. Oh, every minute, actually. You know, and if you're watching four or five, six or seven different things at the same time, it gets to be hard. So I've got a couple of suggestions. I got six suggestions for you that I'd like you to start thinking about and managing. And we've talked about this on again and on again, but I really want you to think about how you're managing your time, okay? What you can do is, you know, certainly the whole goal here is to make money, okay? But the problem is that a lot of traders, especially new traders, get a little bit more confident the more they're successful. And when they get successful and they get confident, then they have a tendency to overtrade, to underfocus, all kinds of stuff like that. So what we're talking about in safe day trading is to create a discipline, okay? It's very important you to have a discipline when you're trading. And it ranges everything from getting up in the morning and how you get your systems up and running and what you look at before you even start looking at the stocks or the options or the futures or the commodities, and to the point where, you know, what options or commodities do I look at today, you know, and what happens when certain situations come around. You know, we as Safe Day Trading believe in safe trading, okay? I don't know if anybody has ever said don't have a stop in safe day trading, but I'm pretty confident nobody has, okay? So we believe in stops. Now, we also believe in profit stops, not only stop losses, okay? And those stop losses, or those stops, those profit stops, are pretty helpful, especially in that first half hour from 7 to 7:30. Every day, because the market doesn't move that much, okay? And so oil may move 5-6 points, and that's about it, and then go back down. It happened to me 3 or 4 times today, but thank God I had my profit stop in, because I still made 50 bucks or 40 bucks or whatever the case may be, you know, depending on one contract. You know, when we do that, we always do one contract because we want to show what you can actually make. So really looking at those profit stops as being important, okay? And then the stop losses, you know, pick a number, 4, 3, 2, you know, whatever you want to do, $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, whatever profit stop you have. But the problem is that people have a tendency to move that stop loss, okay? They may move it up to $70 or up to $80, you know, and that's not what you wanna do. You're looking for that trade, you're looking to call that trade, and it be successful right off the bat, okay? And so you want that momentum to carry it into profit right away, so you don't want it to back out and give you a loss. And that happens. It happened to me as well today. I called a natural gas call. Everything was there, a perfect trade was there, but it went against me. And I lost $30, okay? $30 is not a bad deal. The next question I have for you, what is your limit on your loss, okay? You know, is it $200? Is it $150? You know, my limit on my loss is $100. If I lose $100, I'm done. And then I will go back, I will come back a little later, or I might paper trade for a while. So those are some of the things you want to think about, okay? You know, so I have a limit, a loss of $100. What's my limit, okay? How much money can I make? You know, sure, you're going to say, well, you know, I make as much as I can. Well, you know, you can only trade maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and you start losing focus, and then you get sloppy, then you get aggressive, and then you start losing money. So I would say, you know, you want to come back to trading a couple times during the day. So you have to pick a time that's going to happen. The other thing you want to look at too is, as you look at that profit, you know, Is it good? I mean, were they great trades or were they accidental trades? Those are things you want to look at as well. You want to look at the loss as well. Did I have a loss? And maybe I was trading gold and natural gas and oil, and I had all my losses always seem to be in oil. Well, guess what? Maybe you shouldn't be trading oil, or, you know, that's the case. So limit your trades in terms of losses, okay? Always have that stop loss. Pick a number for that stop loss, and that may change, especially if you're making several thousand dollars. Maybe, you know, maybe $500 is your stop loss at that point. It depends. Just keep remembering to have a point where you get away and stop trading. I had a student who was down $1,000, decided the only way he can do it was to double up. And he doubled up and continued to lose money. And when it was all said and done at the end of the day, he was down about 30 grand, which not for me. You know, he was down 30 grand, I'd be down $100, okay? That's okay for me. So those are things you need to think about, okay? So the other thing too is how many trades are you going to do in an hour? Now remember, you have to always remember that there are commissions on trades. So when you make that trade, you've got to add on another $7, $8 for each trade. So you don't want to have 20 trades a day, okay? Because you're going to need to make at least $20 each trade, and you're only going to end up with about $10. So think about that as well. Wow, time is really flying here. Set a limit on your trades per day, okay? So I set a limit on my trades per hour. I also set a limit on my trades per day. Maybe I'm only going to do, maybe do four an hour. If I'm going to do four an hour, maybe I'll do maybe 12 at the most, okay? So that's 4, 8, 12. So that's 3 hours of trading. The next thing you want to do is limit the amount of the instruments you trade. You know, you don't want to trade 7 or 8 different instruments at the same time. As a matter of fact, we're in the process of taking our option trades and looking at only 4 or 5 stocks instead of, 25 stocks or 2,000 stocks. So, set a limit on the number of trades you do a day and then limit the amount of instruments you use. Dollars per day. Set a goal, okay? What's my goal for the day? Is it $50, $100, $300? What's my goal? Okay, and then what's my limit for my loss? So those are things you need to have. Remember, it's important to be successful that first trade. The more successful you are on that first trade, the more confidence you have. So do that. And then the last one is remember about stop losses. Always have stop losses. Okay, always, always have stop losses. If you don't, you're foolish. Why don't you just send me your money? And don't even trade. Anyway, this is Mark of SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.